Heavy rains this year have created a problem for local farmers, fungus. 90.5 WESA's Amy Sisk reports from a pumpkin patch in Butler County.
It's the busiest time of year at many local farms. Think hayrides, animals to pet, apple cider to sip. It's all fun for the preschoolers on a field trip at Harvest Valley Farms. They huddle around a woman who's telling them about all the different fruits and veggies grown here.
Well, what vegetable are you going to pick today?
Later, the kids and their parents traipse around to the pumpkin patch.
This one's mushy.
Well, there are plenty of good contenders. Quite a few pumpkins have gone bad. Art King owns this farm with his brother and son. He walks with me through one of their fields.
Little muddy here.
We come across a pumpkin gleaming orange in the morning light. He picks it up to inspect.
I'm anxious to see if it's any good or not. Well, this one is actually good. No, it's not good, see?
A section on the bottom is turned light gray. It's mushy. Same goes for another gourd nearby.
It's called soft rot.
King thinks it's ruined 15% of his pumpkins.
I want to be honest with you. There's not enough pumpkins here for the number of people we're going to have this month. So we will bring more pumpkins into the field.
From a farm in Ohio or a local produce auction. The culprit here is water. Over 46 inches of rain have fallen in the Pittsburgh area this year. On average, only 30 inches usually fall by this time in October. Pathogens like fungus love all the moisture. Lee Stivers is with the Penn State Extension Service in Washington County.
If you talk with most farmers, particularly vegetable farmers, they will say that they'll take a dry year over a wet year anytime.
And that's because they can water their crops when the weather's dry. She assures me she has yet to encounter a year when there were not enough pumpkins to keep kids busy carving jack-o'-lanterns. King recalls a particularly bad season a number of years back.
I can remember a field of pumpkins we had down there across the next to the creek down there, and coming in August, or was it early September, and it looked like the entire field got frosted, and that was downy mildew.
He says technological advances have helped prevent a repeat. He and Stivers both credit improvements in seeds to make fruits and vegetables more disease resistant. King shows me how his pumpkins are planted in rows, each elevated alongside a shallow ditch where rainwater collects. Black plastic covers the rows to absorb heat, and pumpkin vines stick out.
It's not a very big hole, because we don't want too much of this. See, it's weeds. So it's not a very big hole, but you poke a hole in the plastic, put one seed in there, and there's your pumpkin plant.
Stivers says more and more farmers are using a system like this instead of growing pumpkins in a flat field.
It helps them manage a year, whether it's a wet year like this year, because those fields will drain better and the crops are better protected, as well as a dry year because it includes a system of irrigation.
It's not totally foolproof. Some of King's pumpkins have grown into the ditches, and those are the ones where fungus has taken hold. Regardless, King says one bad year for pumpkins will not devastate the farm.
It can't. And the reason why is that 100 different varieties that we grow. And this is something that my dad always said. He said, you gotta grow different things, he says, because if one thing doesn't do well, another thing will. And that way you're covered.
Even though pumpkins are the highlight, the kids here learning about the farm are pretty excited about all those other crops, like
We grow some red ones.
We
grow some purple ones. And some that are even a little pink.
Pink is my favorite color.
Amy Sisk, 90.5 WESA News.